You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to a cracking day of racing at Ferry House. And this kicks off a few days of action over in Ireland as well. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me, as ever, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all, thank you. It's very much the pick of the bunch today, this Ferry House card.
Yeah, fantastic day's racing, isn't it? Pity it's a little bit diluted with all the stuff going on at this side of the Irish Sea, but we have got plenty of good graded races, two grade ones. The Ryanair looks an absolute belting contest, and we stick in that very intriguing 340, which brings together a whole host of really nice prospects, and I think punters are very much sport today in Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of British interest as well. We've got Harry Fry sending one over, of course, who should be well-fancied for that 305.
Yeah, and Ben Paulin as well, yeah, in the bumper. Very much a rare ride for Ben, but he's obviously recognised this race as a good opportunity for his horse to win a nice few quid, €59,000 in the pot. Very much forward thinking, Ben, nowadays, and he wouldn't send that one over if he didn't think he's got a chance of scooping it.
Yeah, Venetia Williams as well has got a runner, so plenty of Irish and British contingents in action. But we start with the 2 o'clock. This is their first race of the day, a 2 mile maiden hurdle for us here, where Tato Park is the 11-4 favourite this morning. Beaumome is 3-1, 11-2 for Crown of Gold. Volvalian is 7-1. It's 12's bar. What do you like in the opener, Andy?
A lot of these are very unconvincing, Sam, to be honest. So I wouldn't be confident of whatever my selection is here. I'll probably just take a punt on Beaumome, but that would be very tentatively, because he pulled up last time out at Leopardstown when weakening off the home turn. All those subsequent findings pointed in the direction he was lame after the race, reading Willie Mullins' comments as well in the Racing Post yesterday. He still believes in this horse, and he actually thinks he's quite well handicapped, hence the fact that he did run him in a handicap last time out of a mark of 117. But he is persevering with going down the main hurdle route. He feels as though that's the way, or that's the best way to get a win out of him in the short term. And if you go back to that run the time before when he finished behind Don't Touch It, that would give him an excellent chance here. It's just lack of opposition, really, Sam, which leads me down that road with him. Tato Park, similarly to one or two in this race, looks a little bit unconvincing. I'm not really sure how much he finds off the bridle. And Crown of Gold has had plenty of chances as well. So in a race where, like I say, it's a little bit threadbare on confidence, I'd probably go with Beaumome there and hope he bounces back after that slightly disappointing run through no fault of his own last time.
Beaumome the choice then for Andy at 3-1 in the 2 o'clock. We go to 2:35 now. This is race number 2 on Ferry House's card on this Sunday. This is a 2 mile novices handicap hurdle where Dollar and a Dream is 4-1. 9-2 about Mighty Concord. Hatch Hall is 8-1. It's double figure quotes for the rest of them. A little bit more convincing form in the book for this lot.
Yeah, wouldn't be in a rush to back Dollar and a Dream at a relatively short price, considering he hasn't run since December. And generally speaking, apart from a few green shoots here, then everywhere, Tony Martin's horses haven't been in the greatest of form throughout this season. So I'm going to pass him over. I do think Mighty Concord will run well here, as his form figure suggests. You know, he's not one to have maximum stakes on, but when you can get a chance to back a horse like that each way, you've really just got to take that opportunity, because he's going to finish in the frame, isn't he? You've only got to see that by his record. He hasn't been out the frame in his last six or seven starts. And to be fair, I think his heart's in the right place. I just think he just lacks a gear change. And if there is a star in the race or a well-handicapped horse in the midst, then he's obviously going to be vulnerable. And that's been the case on his last two starts. What's for you won't go by, you beat him at Leopardstown, and then he suffered the same fate next time at the hands of Blazer. Obviously, he's gone on to run in much more tougher races subsequently. So for mark of 113, he should be there or thereabouts. Brian Cooper's been booked as well, and he knows him particularly well. So he's the choice. Do keep it on one at a much bigger price further down the line. I see he's around about a 20-1 poke this morning. That's Adrian Murray's Pac-Man. Again, a similar set of circumstances that fall in the place of this horse. You look at the horses he's been up against: Open Eagle, Annabelle Fly, Lift the Latch and Burgas on his last four starts. So he's been in quite deep there in those main hurdles. This is much easier, of course, and he's off a mark of 112, and he's slightly overpriced in my recognition anyway. But Mighty Concord is the number one choice from an each-way stance.
Mighty Concord it is then in the 235 for Andy. Let's get stuck in to some of the graded action today. Then we start with the 305. This is a grade one mares novices hurdle over 2.5 miles. Jesper's Dream heads affairs at 11-4 this morning. 7-2 about Jer's Girl. Asturia is 9-2. 11-2 for Miska. Cashelard Lady is 9-1. It's 20-1 or bigger prices the remainder. Obviously Harry Fry won the contest last year with a bit of a puzzle, Andy. But it's interesting to see which horse Ruby Walsh has picked as well here, which sort of muddies the waters a bit.
It does a bit, yeah. The fact he's gone for Asturia suggests that maybe one or two of the others that you would have anticipated in going for, i.e. Membeg Rose and Miska, obviously this one's got to be working well. We haven't seen her for quite a while. We've got no tangible Irish form either, so she kind of like makes the race a bit more of a puzzle than it would ordinarily. Obviously Jesper's Dream has been fantastic form, we all know that. She's a really game individual. She'll probably try and lead it out from the front, just like Bit of a Puzzle did last year. She will have, however, stiff competition at the front end of the field, because there is a couple of other pace setters or horses that like to force it. Jer's Girl, of course, we know that she's a bit of a trailblazer. Monbeg Rose has made the running before, and also Cashyard Lady as well likes to go from the gate. So it's going to be a difficult one. It's going to be a bruising contest as well. You need something that gets a trip. Strictly speaking on form, and you probably look no further than Jer's Girl. You know, that fifth in the spring juvenile hurdle, which chucked up the first and second in the Triumph Hurdle itself in the shape of Footpad and Ivanich Gorbachev. That looks one of the key form lines coming into this race. And, of course, that splitting of Apples Jays and Footpad the time before at the same track in a grade two also reads well on paper. If they ride her a little bit more conservatively, obviously over this trip, which is she tackles for the first time, that she's definitely got a massive chance, particularly as a four-year-old receiving all the allowances. So I'd probably have a look at her. And also Cashyard Lady, another one I mentioned. She's got to go well here as well. She chased home grade one winner Limini last time out. And I do like the fact she kept on well off the home turn despite running around on the slop on the inside. So she's also got to go well for local connection. So those have been my two against the field there. Jer's Girl around about the 7-2 mark and Cashyard Lady in a much bigger price.
Okay, a couple for Andy then in the 305. We go to the 340 now then. 2.5 miles again, the trip for this grade two novices hurdle. And the market this morning is headed by Lift the Latch at 11-4. 130 about American. Acapella Bourgeois is 6-1. 8-1 for Fire in the Soul. Nambour is 9-1. It's 12-1. All bigger prices, the rest. This looks potentially fascinating contest, Andy.
Yeah, this is a race of the day for me, this. You know, I've got a keen eye on one or two of these for the future. I think we're going to see most of these jumping a fence next season. So what they're doing at the moment is obviously a bit of a bonus. Acapella Bourgeois is definitely the standard bearer. He's a winner of a grade two. And it was a good race as well. It was good on the time figures. He beat Nambour fairly readily in the end, having made most of the running. He's a real tough type. And I noticed he was in the Albert Bartlett, and I definitely would have had a look at him in a big price in that race. But obviously Connections pulled the plug and decided to come here for slightly easier pickings. And he's a decent each-way bet if you're looking down that route at 6-1. But I've got a massive amount of time for the favourite here, Lift the Latch. I don't think we're going to see the best of him until he jumps the fence. He's a former point-to-point winner, so that definitely backs up that theory. And his two wins over hurdles have been really, really impressive, not only visually but on the clock. He clocked a good time the other day, albeit in a small field, and he made the run in at Gowran. And he's a real big, strong chasing type as well. For the first time, if you've seen this horse for the first time, you'll be more than impressed by his physique. And given that Tony Martin's had such a quiet season, this one's been the star of the show. Could lift him out the bit of a gloom that he's in at the moment. So Lift the Latch is definitely the number one choice here, just ahead of Acapella Bourgeois, who's the solid form guide for this race.
Lift the Latch then in the 3:40. We go to the 4:15 now. This is race number five, another grade one here. The Ryanair Gold Cup Novices Chase, 2.5 miles. Again, the trip and Outlander heads affairs at 13-8. Carlmore Lock is 2-1. Otago Trail is 8-1. 12-1 McKinley. 16's Lord Scoundrel. 16 sizing Platinum. And bigger prices for the rest of them. Outlander's obviously got by far and away the best form in the book, Andy, but came down in the JLT obviously only 10 days ago. Would that be a concern for you heading into this?
Yes and no. The positive is that I do think the JLT is a very good race this year, and I think the form is worth following. They went a good gallop throughout. Back Hercules was a worthy winner in the end, and he beat the good form guide in the shape of Bristol Demise. So it's totally believable form. And the time figure suggested it as well. Not only did Black Hercules look good, but he actually ran the last circuit faster than Vator, who won the Ryanair. So we're dealing with very, very high-class novices here. And Outlander was still in contention when he tipped up at that notorious fourth last at the top of the hill. Now, obviously, that might have just dented his confidence slightly, but at the same time, you wouldn't say he's a bad jumper. It's just, you know, any horse could fall at that fourth last at Cheltenham. Prior to that, he's jumped really well in his three subsequent wins. He won the Flowgas at Leopardstown the time before, going form, which is definitely worth its weight in gold. And he's top of the figures here as well. He's got a good track record going right-handed. He's two for three at this track. And, you know, that was only his fourth run of the season, not the last day. So it's not as if he's had, you know, bruising encounter after bruising encounter. With a heavy heart, I'll probably go with him over Carmore Lock. I think Kerry Lee's done a marvellous job with this horse. And sort of like built his confidence up in smaller races throughout the season. But he does jump really well. And obviously the rain overnight, it's now yielding to soft, will definitely aid his cause. But I'm going to have to stick with Outlander. I'm desperate to stay with that JLT form. And he's the first horse to run out of it.
Outlander is then in the 4.15 for Andy. We go to the 4.50 now, race number 6. This is a Grade B Novices Handicap Chase. 2 miles under furlong is the trip ahead of these. And Guitar Pete is the 11-2 favourite this morning. Dicey Oss, 6-1. Balnagan Boy is 6-1, Salita 6-1, Western Appoint 7-1, 9-1 for Bishop's Lock, and 10s or bigger the remainder. It looks fairly competitive, this one, Andy.
It does, yeah. 2 mile handicaps in Ireland are very, very difficult to work out, and this one's no exception. I actually think the outside of the whole lot here has got a squeak. A horse called Kaylin Owen. Now, whether that performance of the day was a total flash in the pan is obviously open to question, but the way he did it, was a sight to behold. I mean, he cruised through that race to win very, very easily at Nace. And, you know, if he runs up to that level of that form, it's a good time as well. I mean, they didn't hang around in that race. They won a good gallop throughout, and he picked them off readily without coming off the bridle. He's got to go well in a race like this. He's got a fantastic record here at Fairy House as well. He's only been out the frame once in four starts, so going right-handed won't bother him. Again, the rain overnight will suit him as well. And he's a massive prize considering how easily he won and, you know, the performance levels are that high. So 16-1 this morning with most firms. I'd have to have a few quid just purely on the price for on Kaylin Owen.
Kaylin Owen then for Andy in the penultimate race. We go to the 5.25 now, and we close the card with a 2 mile bumper over at Fairy House, a newcomer's bumper as well, pretty much. And Narcissistic is the 2-1 favourites for Giggenstown. Coleco Jack is 6-1, 8-1 for Zalfu. Forge Meadow is 8-1, Zen Master 11-1. Bigger prices for the remainder. I imagine it's difficult to be entirely dogmatic about these kind of races, Andy, but what's the choice?
Yeah, just total guesswork, isn't it, here? You're following the market. The market seems to suggest that Narcissistic is the one to be with. He's been heavily punted, obviously, by Robin Deschamps as well, from the Giggenstown operation, the informed Gordon Elliott barn. He's going to have his supporters here with Jamie Codd on board. And the other money horse is this Forge Meadow. Obviously, Jessica's got a good line in with quite a few bumpers this season. New kid in town, probably the pick of her bunch. And this filly by Beneficial, obviously being a four-year-old, receiving all the allowances, and with Kate taking five off, could easily take advantage of that, obviously, you know, weight concession. Looking further down the line, obviously, we've got Boreham Hill, Bill as well from the Ben Pauling stable, as I mentioned at the top of the piece. A very intriguing runner for Ben. He's certainly not, you know, backwards and coming forwards here with this bit of a attacking policy, bringing this horse over from his barn in Herefordshire to run here. And it wouldn't surprise me if he ran well, but you've got to go with the money here. I think Forge Meadow at the prices is definitely one to consider, and I can get around about 8-1 this morning with William Hill.
Forge Meadow it is then for Jessica Harrington in the bumper. Just remind us, please, Andy, your 7 selections for the action at Fairy House on Sunday.
Yeah, decent day's racing at Fairy House today. I think we're sport with the quality that we've got on show. Big fields as well. And we start with a big number in the first race, 21 Go to Post. Not a particularly appetising betting race because quite a few of these are a bit iffy, but Bowman is the token choice. In the second race, I quite like the chances of Mighty Concord from an each-way perspective. And 3.05, fantastic mares, grade one on offer here. But I'll go with Cashyard Lady and Jersey Girl against the field. Acapella Borgia sets the standing in the 3.40, but I really do like Lift the Latch, and he's probably my strongest opinion on the card. I'll go with Outlander to uphold the form of the JLT Chase in the big race over fences today, the Ryanair Gold Cup. The outside of the whole field certainly deserves more than a look at that price, Kaylin Owen, considering how well he won last time out. And in the final race, the two money horses are Narcissistic and Jessica Harrington's Forge Meadow, but being as the latter is the bigger price, let's go with her each way.
Thank you very much. The thoughts of Andy Holding then ahead of Sunday's racing at Ferry House. We'll be taking bits and pieces from Ferry House as well as the three domestic cards covered in full in the shape of Plumpton, Sedgefield and Wolverhampton from 1:40 p.m. on Racing Radio with Luke Elder, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Thank you very much this morning, Andy, and enjoy the action on both sides of the Irish Sea today.
Cheers, Sam. Thanks, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.